The person in me. This is the title of my presentation. My name is Anita Briggs. Sometimes I wonder if anyone hears me. Sometimes the deafening silence makes me think that even if I yelled, it would not be loud enough for the American ear to hear the accent-filled English with which I try to communicate. Wait, did I really say English? That English language, that is the same language I was told I could not communicate in. This was the same language that afforded me the opportunity to interact with people who questioned my ability to speak English at all. I go through question after question, all in a bid to prove that yes, I did speak English. Yes, I do understand English. Yes, in fact, all the courses I took have always been in English. Better still, someone might be interested to know that despite my African appearance, I come from a family that's had us communicate in English ever since I started to babble. I was the same person whose capacity to communicate in English was suddenly questioned repeatedly when I became an international student in a graduate program in the United States, to the point of being told, "I don't think you can communicate. In fact, I don't understand when you try to communicate." This was said to me by a doctoral teacher. In America, this was the only teacher who so aggressively told me she did not understand me. This, I believe, was due to a simple reason, that I looked different from her. In my country, I felt my English was praised and appreciated. I even taught community English, French, and local language classes. But in America, this teacher was blaming me, weaponizing her ignorance. This was not me, I told myself. The person inside me kept pushing for an explanation, especially as I wanted so badly to work with children at the K-12 level. But the mild-mannered African girl held back my words. As such, I was trampled upon verbally and emotionally to the point of wanting to go back home where I was understood, valued, and respected. Well, that was the start of my nightmarish experiences at a school that I believe needs to look at its diversity and inclusion policies. Back where I come from, this situation is called your wahala, meaning you're in deep trouble. Up until now, I have tried to define the words I first heard from someone who tried to discourage me from pursuing my educational dream of working with children ever since the first day I encountered her. She sent me nicely worded emails about what opportunities awaited me and how excited she was to get me started as a graduate student. On the other hand, when we had virtual Zoom meetings, she would say the meanest things to me to discourage me from pursuing my dreams. All this time, I wondered, what happened to the lectures on diversity and inclusion? What about the anti-bias education I was supposed to imbibe and pass on to the children at school? After around the third unpleasant interaction, I put on the other garment, the one of resilience and perseverance. The garment which I wore at age 10 when I lost my mother, my only support system, and told myself, if I did it then when I was most vulnerable, I can do it now. Nobody was going to stop me in my tracks. However long it will take, I know I will get there. Despite my contacting the dean, departmental leaders, and even the president of the university to report abuse and discrimination, they ignored me or shuffled my concerns to someone else. The teacher continued to abuse me as a person with passive aggressiveness and cruel words. I arrived in the US to start my dream, despite the discouragement from someone who was supposed to be the support that I needed. Why did she accept me as a student if she knew she was not prepared to provide me with the support that I needed to achieve my goal? Why would she find ways of saying mean things to me whenever we met at events that were off record, but send lovely emails that could be tracked and considered very nice and caring? Why would she not stand up for me, but rather shove me to the wolf's den whenever the time came to help me? The person in me reminded myself after thinking of the words of one of her colleagues who said to me, "You coming directly from Africa makes you overly polite, and not everyone works well under polite conditions. I am, however, not telling you to be rude or confrontational. Just speak up." Since that day, I have used every opportunity to speak up and speak out, often getting my attackers to either back off completely or make a complete turnaround and try to befriend me. So the advice that I got to speak out worked well, and I have not seen any bully come back at me a second time after they got a full dose of what they asked for. The new person in me has seen and prepared to go to the farthest end to make my dream come true and to one day live the American dream in its entirety and work with children. This, I believe, will happen sooner rather than later.